Hello again, everyone. Chris Matthew with Forbidden Knowledge News. We're having an awesome time at the Laughlin UFO Conference. We're down to our last day. Amazing presentations through the week. Disclosures that you won't hear anywhere else. Amazing information came out this week, and I'm really excited for what I've heard. And I'm sitting here with the one and only Clifford Mahudi. Clifford, how are you doing?
Glad to be here.
How did you feel about some of the information coming out this week? Do you think that it will change people's view of what's happening behind the scenes in ufology?
Well, one of the things that people are very interested in is that the what they call the disclosure part under this present government administration, and they're looking at probably towards the end of this month about this disclosure. It is my personal opinion that it will never happen because there's too many things that have been in progress since 1947 and even before then, that they cannot afford, the government cannot afford to expose anything that we have that is kept secret since the Roswell crash. And that's basically the starting point of a lot of this information that have been kept secret for a long time. And I don't see any other way that they can say that we're going to disclose a lot of information because it's going to upset a lot of different things. First of all, it's going to upset the basis of, for example, like the Majestic 12, and then also about the space program under NASA. It starts probably tearing apart some of the concepts that we have been given as the public, and a lot of those were not upfront about it. So I don't believe that it will happen. Maybe they'll give us bits and pieces of it, but I don't think there'll ever be a full disclosure about what we know about UFOs and what we have been doing for the last, or at least 75 years anyway. So
right. Yeah, the real disclosure is going on among us, you know, among the researchers, the contactees, the experiencers, the people who are actually interacting with this phenomenon. And you actually had a presentation this year. What was yours about?
My subject here was about the Star People connection and a particular group called the Kachina people. And I made a very short presentation, but it was basically a synopsis of what I have been talking about for many times at different conferences. And the Kachinas are actually the Pueblo name for the Star people or the ETs that used to come to our villages, which we imitate them now through masks and different chants and songs and prayers. So that's what I presented. And so it's our Star People connection.
You were telling someone who asked you when you got interested in UFOs, you said, well, it's a part of my people's culture.
Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about what your people think about the UFO phenomenon and how it was always a part of the culture.
Well, I usually talk about the Aboriginal groups throughout the planet. All these civilization groups have a direct connect with off-planet people, not only off-planet, but also the interior Earth people, or they call them, for lack of a better term, I guess they call them extraterrestrials. And so our whole philosophy in our history is based upon somebody that upgraded the ancient alien type, I mean the ancient people type, to upgrade them and to download a lot of information, especially in the technological side, spiritual part, and also how to take care of the planet. So this is, a lot of people have deviated from that because one of the things that I talk about is in the beginning, way, way, way back when, thousands of years ago, if not millions, is that technology and spirituality were pretty well one and the same in the department, so to speak. But throughout the ages, they separated technology from spirituality and invented religion. Religion is an invention of man for basically three reasons. First of all, is the fear, the control, and then the greed that has developed from many different types of religious activities that were created. In my lecture yesterday, I talked about if there is only one creator or one God, how come we have 110,000 religions in the world? So so this is, as far as the invention of religion is concerned, there it's not solid in terms of what we as people have within ourselves, which is the spirituality and the connection to some type of a force, so to speak.
And that's a huge part of why I'm enjoying this conference this year, is because they're integrating more of the consciousness and spirituality and paranormal activity into the UFO subject, because it's all connected in some way. Would you agree that that paranormal activity is as connected to UFOlogy?
It's a very comprehensive approach to it. One of the things that, when we go back to talking about the disclosure part, the analogy that I use in what you're talking about is that, for example, there's a dam close by here. It's called the Hoover Dam. And if you look at the analogy of a dam as a stop all things from passing through there, in this case, it's the water. And at certain time or certain age, the seepage that is coming through by the water backing up the dam, and the dam is very solid. There's no way that water can pass through there. However, on the sides of it, there's always seepage in any dam, regardless of how strong or how great it is. But the analogy being that the disclosure effort will never happen because of that being it's a dam. And the information that's backed up against the dam is the water in this case. So the seepage, which you and I have seen in this meeting, is that these people that have actual experiences, the paranormal activities, observation of UFOs, ETs, contact with ETs, that's gonna override the damning effort that, for example, like this, the government has been doing for a very long time. And as we know, when the seepage starts happening, it's going to start increasing. At some point, that there will be a lot of information that will now be coming out that has been dammed up, like in this case, the water part, and then analogy being the water. And then the dam will still be standing there, but the erosion around the dam, then the information will start flowing. And that's where then we'll have the real information that's coming out. And there are a lot of people like myself that have been working at this for a long time. However, because of the restrictions that the government has put on a lot of these people, and you got to also understand that there's a lot of disinformation, misinformation that is being given out at these meetings. And most of us know, when automatically see that this is somebody that has planted that information for these messengers to come to these meetings. And it's very obvious sometimes, because they're just like a flashpoint. Right. They'll come in there and all of a sudden they're gone, or they'll have books written about it. And when you start really pressing them on some of the technical and the real historical details, they seem to just wander off.
Right.
And I have seen that within the last 10 years, at least in this circuit that I'm with, that I can pretty well identify basically who those people are.
Yeah, we were talking about that the other day, about how some of these people are just giving ufology a bad name and spreading such disinformation. Like you said, that there could be people even here that are, you know, tasked to do that. I think that's a big problem right now, especially with all the new disclosures and information coming out, that it's the misinformation is being sprinkled in there, so we can't tell what the truth is and we can't tell what's lies. And it's going to be even harder to get any real information if people are being planted out there to spread misinformation, or just because they, you know, want attention or whatever. You know?
Yes. Well, the common denominator of anything in the United States of America, the common denominator is money and power. Once this information is released, which it will never happen, the whole system will collapse. It's a house of cards. And if you look at it in terms of these people that have become very powerful and also very rich in a lot of these type of programs that they have been involved with, and they're not going to come out there and say, yes, we have technology from the Roswell crash that we made this type of, for example, like solid circuitry and things of the electronic stuff that we are very familiar with today. They're not going to do that because there's too many people that are involved in it. That's where they get their power and their money. So, and as far as I'm concerned, the government is a puppet for these big organizations. And having been involved with many different government agencies that I work with, and also of what they did to the American Indian community at large, nobody can trust the United States government on anything right now. The latest thing right now is that COVID. There is absolutely no scientific methodology behind what they're trying to explain.
Right.
And being a scientist and an engineer, that whole what they're doing is not following the rules of science. So what difference does it make on something more sophisticated like ufology and the technological stuff that has been given to us by our Star Brothers? So that's my outlook on what is happening right now.
Do you think that people as a whole on this planet are ready to hear the messages and to know that, you know, these beings exist and they're always been there?
Well, we have to go through a cleansing process, so to speak, because we are so oriented toward the information, especially organized religion, especially a lot of your the educational system of this country. They do not even think about anything like this, because first of all, our education system, we don't have a good one at all.
Yeah.
And in order to explain a lot of this stuff, you have to be versed in science. You have to be versed in technological things, especially like in mathematics and the concepts of engineering theories and principles. And this country has been in since the 1970s have gone down. And, you know, so it will be really a shock if they start putting stuff like out there, because this country knows more about the Kardashians than they do about basic, simple life on how to take care of the planet.
Yeah, it's sad. But we definitely live in interesting times, and there was definitely some important information that was shared at this conference. I'm glad you were able to present your information, and I hope that we'll be back next year and I'll be able to see you again.
Well, I hope to be on with a full agenda next year. They only gave me 30 minutes.
Right.
And I can't crunch something.
Oh, we can get you 2 hours up there, man.
Well, I hope that they'll... they'll give me more time next year.
Definitely. So, well, thank you for talking with me.
Absolutely.
Enjoy the rest of the conference.